Scotty and Rach on Star.
Let's talk about names, Rach. I hate the word triggered because it's such a modern thing to say. There's a boy's name that whenever I hear it,
right,
it just takes me back, and it just makes me think of one person in particular.
Oh no, what name?
Takes
is
me
it?
Back to primary school, back to grade one. Renilla is Cameron. Boy's name, Cameron.
So you hate everyone called Cameron?
No, that's just
you just hate the name.
That's a very strong. I could never have. If, for some bizarre reason, ended up having another kid, I could not have a son and call him Cameron. I apologise to all the Camerons.
Yep.
I just couldn't do it because it makes me think of this one kid, Cameron, who in grade one thought he was like in the gang, you know, not necessarily
the bullies.
Not even the cool kid, but the bully gang, you know.
They'd
walk around the corner and everyone would, even teachers would get out of the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just,
that's intense.
You know.
Like a scene out of a movie.
You just want to always
so
in trouble.
What are you saying is, why are you talking about this, by the way?
I just heard over the weekend and you know, reading stories and, you know, and I see bloody Cameron Smith wins the golf and I want to be happy for him, but he's called Cameron.
But you don't like him.
it's really tricky.
All right. Well, I don't know if I have a name that really triggers
is there
me.
An X?
Like that.
Name of an X?
Oh, yeah.
It's a name that you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now you've given me the creeps. Like, I literally got chills as soon as I thought about his name. I don't even want to say it.
It's a name that you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you have baby 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
It's off the cards. You cannot call a kid that name.
Actually, it's quite funny you say this. So my ex-boyfriend's name was Tyrone, right?
Yeah.
Everyone used to call him Ty.
Yeah.
And then when I was pregnant with Aubrey, we didn't know what we were having, if it was a girl or a boy at the start, my husband, my mum said, why don't you call him Tyler? And I said, Mum, then his nickname would be Ty.
Yeah.
There you go. I can't have that.
And what would that make you think every time you heard the name?
I literally get chills.
A name you hate and it's now off the cards.
You cannot call your kid that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody has one.
All right. Let's put it to the phones. 1-300-891-929. What's the name that you hate?
Yep.
Sends chills up your spine. And why? I think the most interesting thing is, why do you hate that name?
Was it your nemesis at school?
Mm.
A teacher that you hated?
My ex-boyfriend was a real piece of work.
Ex-boyfriend.
He was a real piece of work.
Talk about triggering.
I can't even concentrate now.
Apologize.
You've really thrown me. All right, give us a call. 1-300-891-929. What is a name that you hate?
Yep.
You'd never be able to name your kids it. You don't really want to know anyone.
Yeah.
It just sets you off. Pat, what's a name that you hate?
I haven't got any really, but I don't like the weird names, you know, like, naming your kid, I don't know, Castle or something.
Yeah. Ocean or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a fan of those kind
like
of names.
Like a Hollywood name.
Yeah.
Where you name your kid after a direction.
Yeah. So you're not a fan of Beyonce's daughter Blue, like her name Blue?
Blue, no, not really.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Blue would not do it for me, no.
Okay.
All right, thanks for your call, mate.
Thank you.
Anita from South Mackay, what's a name that you hate?
Jaden.
Gee, that's a common name.
Yeah, what's the go with Jaden? What's he done?
Well, it's actually been numerous Jadens over the years. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And pretty much any name with a J doesn't seem to kind of be always well behaved. But the name Jaden popped up a lot when I first started teaching.
Yeah.
And they were always not so nice students.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
How long ago was this? Is this like a decade ago or longer? How long have you held on to this for?
This is my 13th year.
Oh, wow. Wow, Jaden's naughty. If you want it, everyone pregnant right now, if you're listening, don't name your kid Jaden if you want them to be good at school.
it's never had any positive vibe for the name.
Yeah.
There you go. So do you, when you meet a Jaden now, do you just kind of write them off?
No, I give them a chance.
Yeah.
I've only met one really beautiful Jaden.
Yeah. Okay,
my
okay.
daughter's friend.
Yep.
But every other Jaden has never been like, I don't know, and it's not even like a J-A-Y or a J-A-I.
Just Jaden.
Just how it sounds. You hear it and that's it.
Yeah.
All right. That is funny. And coming from a teacher, I'm really taking that on board, that one. Thanks for your call. We'll throw some movie tickets your way.
All right, thank you.
Such an individual thing, isn't it?
It is. Because
one of my son's friends is Jaden. I've got a nephew, a Jaden.
Oh, so you're not on board.
No, I'm not on board, but for other people,
yeah,
they, you know, get triggered.
Oh, I'm totally taking Anita's advice. I'm like, any Jaden, stay away. We're not going to be friends. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry for the Jadens.
Star 101.9 with Scotty and Rach, weekday mornings. And you can listen on iHeartRadio.